The Carlow Soccer Podcast with Harry Shortos. Brought to you by KCLR and Scoreline.ie.
Thank you, fancy jingle. Yes, this is the Carlow Soccer Podcast. I am Harry Shorthose, so let's get straight into this today. It was a busy weekend of sporting drama. We had Cody Rhodes finally finish his story at WrestleMania. Liverpool still haven't beaten Manchester United this season, but there was plenty of drama locally as well in the Nationalist Premier Division, and we knew this weekend that Croke Yard had to beat Bagenalstown, and then any slip-up from New Oak would mean that Croke Yard were crowned champions. Croke Yard did their job, they won 3-0, and for a long time New Oak were struggling. It was 1-0 to Collession at first, before Kean Dowling equalised for the Porpoise. And then they got a late winner through Jamie Murphy, which means the wait for the title goes on. I caught up with the Croke Yard United manager, Chris Dormar, after their game against Bagenalstown, where they won 3-0 to keep their hopes of winning a title alive. You've done all you can at this stage, really.
Look, we had a job to do today to get 3 points, and it's over our hands now. It's down to the walk now. If they win the two games, fair play to them to win the league, but all the pressure's on their shoulders now.
Yeah. And you'll feel confident, maybe?
Look, you don't know what way at the end of the season a lot of teams is finishing up. Like, I don't know, I've nothing got to do with Powerful or St. Pat's, so like, it's, I can't vouch for what they're going to do, you know.
Do you think, does pressure play a big part?
Of course, but you're, New York are used to winning the league, so like, it probably won't affect them that much, you know, like, and the strong panel and everything else. So, look, as I said, we've done our job today. Like, I'm not going to comment too much on the walk, and it's down to them, but we come here to get 3 points, and we've done our end of the business, so that's all we can do, you know.
You'll be happy with the performance today?
Very good today, yeah. It's been coming a while, but look, like, I would have preferred that performance 2 weeks ago, but it just didn't happen, you know, but probably made a few mistakes ourselves, maybe the lack of say league medals in the team, maybe the occasion got to them a little bit, you know, but we're probably wanting it too much more so. But look, as I said, the ball come over here and beat us, and it's in their hands, so not much more we can do, you know.
Yeah. And I guess that defeat now kind of looking back at that, kind of if only kind of, especially with the result you all got at Bagenalstown last week.
Exactly, but it's all hearsay, you know. Like, if that's the case, you could go back to then walk, shouldn't drop points to Collection there around here. Yeah. We shouldn't drop points to Killary, but you can go back through the whole season, you know. So we got a 90-minute winner in Pats down to 10 men, where you'd be expecting it to be a draw, you know. It all evens out. Like, you can't look back. As Liam said to the boys in the restroom, there's no point looking back in 2 weeks ago. Bear Bagenalstown, put 3 points on the board, and that's all you can do. Yeah. You know, so.
And you're just going to be happy with the whole campaign as a whole.
Yeah, sure. I spoke to you at the start of the year. Like, the expectation wasn't to be where we are now. Do you know, but the boys put in some effort. Like, I got a few lads in from football, then lost a few to Leash. Do you know, which didn't help. Really killed us in the new year. Like, lost two of the boys that Leash under 20s, Podge Lauder to the hurling. I know he plays not be here and there, but it's not the same. Like, you need lads to be in the field training, because that when you're bringing on lads, you know, that's not really in. It's grand not to kill 30 minutes at the end of the game with fresh legs, but other than that, you know, it's not ideal. Yeah. Like, if we had to have the panel that we had the first day of the season in the walk for the whole year, might be a different story. But look, that's, I can't do anything about that. Like, there's lads, that's probably the biggest issue we have in Croke Yard is too many good young footballers. Yeah. You know, so it's not ideal. But look, you have to. The boys that you've had here all season have put in some effort. Yeah. Like, training wise, you see every game. Like, people say, oh, great, you're winning games 1-0, we're not great, we're not this. You win games 1-0 because you're fit enough to be able to see out games. Do you know, that's the difference. Like, when you have a steely team and they're fit, you know, it makes it easier to see out games. They had another clean sheet today, and they won one of the best strikers in the league, Danny. Like, so, you know, you can't really complain. You know, it's good campaign. It's not, as I say, it's not over. Not all that we can do, though. No, just see what happens.
And to kind of come from where you were at the end of last season to get to where you are now, to be within a shout to win the league, like, some transformation over the year.
It's down to a few things. It's down to obviously players' attitudes. Right? That's obviously the key. But like, you have to says getting the boys, the homegrown boys, to get back into the pitch and play and enjoy it. You know, you see like some Conor Murphy back there. He's just been out for 9 weeks back there today, scores again. You can't. That's serious talent in the area. It's just when you're such a small club, you have football and soccer and the clash, the double clash. It's hard because the boys is training. He's trying to fly over football. It's hard to get. You can't ask him to do 4 sessions a week. It doesn't work. You know, so all you can do is try to get to be fit playing the football and just try to get to come to the matches. It's actually been serious. I thought last year when the Wolves beat them, every time the Wolves beat them, they ran away with the games in the last half an hour. But a lot of it was down to the boys running out of steam. You know, even last year there, you thought they had the two boys from Clonmullion there, Chris and Mick. Their loss off the squad, yeah. Usually they would have been in general, but they wouldn't go on so well in the outside competition, they wouldn't get them in this year, you know. And that's two more losses. But it's all down to the way the boys, you know, the way the hard work. I knew after 3 weeks in the pre season that we'd be knocking around because the boys put in a serious. You just know you get a feel from the players that they really, really wanted it this year. Fitness, junior soccer is obviously a lot got to do with talented soccer players, but it's more so if you can be fit enough to stick in there for 90 minutes, anything can happen. You know what I mean? So, I don't know. I'm very, very pleased. I was more deflated after Novo game. Like, the result, well, fair enough, I was more deflated with our performance because I thought we were ready for it. But as I said, it just didn't happen for us on the day. But the response today, after being self-drafted last Sunday off, we were brilliant there today.
Guys in the squad, is it going to be hard next season?
Yeah, of course.
How do you keep it going regardless whether you win or you don't win? If you win, you probably get a few more retirements than you would if you lose.
Yeah, it can work all ways. Like, a few boys, as I said, a few boys even playing on the over 35s, you know, like just playing with the A team. And going very well. Fit. Boys are fit. The city boys look after themselves off the field, too, you know. But like, it's going to be tough. It's going to be tough, as you were saying. You know, if we had to push on and win the league, you'd be talking, lads, we'd talk about retirement. Lads might be so sick if we don't win the league, they might talk about retirement. And then they might just have the hunger to come back, because it's not easy. It's not, when you're asking lads to say that's coming to the end of their career, to go out pre-season training, and you have to train like dogs. That's the way it is. If you don't get ready for pre-season properly, you won't be ready for the start of the season. You won't be. You know yourself, if you drop a couple of points to start with, which we did this year, but we stuck in. When the fixture is placed out 3 weeks in advance, you can't look for a free Sunday. Yeah. Just kind of cause off guard, see when you're kind of gone straight into the league and kind of forget. But look, we'll have a team here next Sunday to play Parfield. Parfield flying. I watched Parfield against Phoenix in the last round of the cup, and they were very good. You know, there's a lot of young players well able to play. They'll come here, they'll be confident. But look, we'll be ready for the game, and it's true. As I said, the result will take care of itself. Yeah. You just have to come. You win, like I said, the boys, you win performance, you win 100% in the field. If you don't get the result, there's nothing you can do. If the better team wins in the day, that's just the way it is.
And your pats in the other cup, and then you're possibly, to, if you win.
Yeah, I'm sure. Like, pats in the Premier Cup, yeah, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
It's new walk, the winner has no walk away. Yeah, I'm sure. Look, there's no easy draw. Like, it's like everyone is expecting new walk to win everything. So you just have to, when you come across them, they're a good side. You just have to be ready. You have to be able to match them physically. fitness. Yeah, just if you can, you have to go with them for the 90 minutes. You see, they're against there, they got a late call. That's what they do. They just keep pushing on because they have that relentless energy to stay going for 90 minutes. But look, I'm just not being worried about no walk. Pats is not an easy victory.
Yeah, of course.
Like Badger has the boys going well. You see that, like, we played them here in the league. They were a little bit deflated, probably because their season was kind of over, you know. But when we played them, like I said, when we played them in there, we were lucky to get the win. We got a last minute winner, like, just to look at the draw on the day. But it'll be tough. There's not cups are different because when you're also playing the league, you know, anyone that's actually going well in the league or going hard for it, sometimes lose a bit of the cups and then their teams are hungry because they're, you know, something to play for themselves. That's another bad league. It can swing always. But look, all games, as I said, there's something to look forward to now. We have no more league games. So the next thing we'll be looking at now is Parra for next week.
That was the Cretyarn manager Chris Dormar there after they beat Bagnallstown Town 3-0 to keep their hopes of winning the Nationalist Premier Division alive. And from the top end of the table right down to the bottom, there was relegation on the line and who would finish bottom of the table. So what we knew going into this weekend was that a win for Collession would guarantee their safety in the Nationalist Premier Division for another season. If they got a win against New Oak, they would be safe. That was the only thing we knew for sure. A draw for Collession would have more than likely kept them safe as well, because that would have meant that Kilree had to beat Hanover. Defeat would have left things in Kilree's hands. A victory for Kilree against Hanover would have basically ensured their safety more than likely, because that would have meant Collession would have had to beat New Oak, and basically nobody had done that in the Nationalist Premier Division this season. And so then a draw for Kilree coupled with a loss for Collection would have left the two level on points. There was all sorts of rumours flying around about a potential playoff, but the Carlo League confirmed nothing. I believe they hadn't made a decision yet on that before the game, but as things happened, they didn't need to make a decision because both Collection and Kilree lost. Over the weekend, Kilree lost 3-1 to Hanover, whilst Collession lost 2-1 to New Oak. It was a busy weekend across the Carlow and District League this weekend, with drama across both sides of the table of the Nationalist Premier Division this weekend. And we saw Kilree Celtic finish bottom of the table this weekend and get relegated. And I'm delighted to say their chairman, Paul Gardner, is here to talk to us. Paul, welcome on.
Thanks for having me.
Paul, obviously a tough day yesterday, a tough day for the club.
Yeah, it's after being sort of one of them season for us, unfortunately, from start to finish with losing players. Like, we lost 7 of our starting 11 from last season, and we had a few crippling injuries during the year. But look, we thought we had a squad there that was big and capable enough of doing it. But unfortunately, when injuries come in and we signed a couple of new young lads there, which don't have the experience of playing up in the Premier Division, which is a small bit of a hindrance to him. But when that's just stepped up, which unfortunately it was probably a bit too big of a step for him at that age, you know what I mean?
Mm. And the writing was kind of on the wall early on in the season. You kind of lost 5-0 to Collession pretty much right off the bat. That must have been a big blow and then kind of set the tone for the rest of the season.
Yeah, and the first game of the season there, we had Hanover Harps at home, which was a very competitive game, and we were sort of very disappointed after that not to get the result that day. It was a good game, which we thought we did enough on the day to win, but sure, it wasn't to be. And then you said the defeat away to Collection was sort of, it was a tough one to take for us, and we sort of knew then it was going to be kind of one of them seasons going forward, because we're setting ourselves a target at the start of the season, and you're saying, you're naming a couple of teams there that these are the games you need to be winning, and unfortunately we weren't winning them, and that just set us up for failure the whole way through the season, unfortunately. And then they said, losing players and injuries just crippled us this year. It was very hard on us all around.
Yeah. And I guess now you kind of look back at the Vale game last week as one of those that you should have won, that would have actually kept you safe in hindsight.
Yeah, that's one of them games that you sort of targeting during the season. Like, this is the game we need to win. And unfortunately that day, look, there's no point in saying Vale could have been well on top there in the first 20, 25 minutes. But then as the second half got on, like, we were very disappointed not to win it in the end, you know.
Yeah. This is a bit of a strange situation to be in, since like you've kind of done well in the last couple of seasons since coming up from Division One. You were fifth last season, I think. Season before that,
yeah,
the same near that, fourth, I think, possibly. So like it's a big drop.
It's we this is the team sort of gone, like we're sort of a unique club, as if we've only the one senior team, and it's very hard if you don't have a feeder team to try and keep players coming in and that. And look, we were 2012, the same happened as we finished bottom, and we actually asked could we drop down a division just to sort of rebuild. And I think we're in that kind of a situation again. It's a rebuilding process now, try to get a few young lads back into the team, which we have at the minute. But sometimes with youth, you need a good bit of experience, and we lost a lot of experience yesterday. Like Paul Keogh was a massive loss to us there last year. Chris Blake, Gary Dillon, another massive loss to us. These are all players with massive experience in the Carlow League and great soccer players. And you lose three or four of your starting 11, it's very, very hard.
Mm. And what's the juvenile system like in Killary at the moment? I don't really know too much about it. Like, is there a good solid system?
What we have there now at the moment, we have a very good under-14s team. We have boys and under-13s. We have an under-13 girls. And then we have five non-competitive teams there as well. But next year now, our plan going forward is to introduce under-16s and under-15 boys and build from there.
Mm. So you're in a bit of a precocious situation where you don't have young guys coming through that can immediately kind of step in to the first team.
No, and look, we're sort of like, you know, if we're in Bagnestown and we're sort of in competition with Bagnestown FC, and they have a youths team over there. And if we started the youths team, I just feel myself both teams would suffer, because we'd be taken from them, they'd be taken for us, and what would happen then? No one would have a team, if you know what I mean. They'd be struggling every week to field a team. It's just, It's a peculiar age to try and get lads interested, because they're at that age where they like going, they're working all week, they have a few pounds, they like to go out to weekends, and it's not easy getting up then of a Saturday and Sunday morning. But look, we have a good plan in place there now for the start of next season, and look, we're confident enough we will get back. We'll get ourselves back up to where we should be, and just working hard there. And like, we have a plan in place there now. We're behind the scenes that we're working on trying to get a second pitch up and running there for, we're hoping next season, but probably being realistic, it'll be the season after. Again, we have all the work done and get pushed over the line to get a few things done, because it's hard with only one pitch when you have a lot of teams as well, like especially with the weather at the minute.
Yeah. And are you worried about kind of being able to get back up? Like, if you look at the last kind of few relegated teams, you know, like the Dolman and Ballymurphy, they kind of just stayed stagnant in the middle of Division One. They haven't been able to push on. Is that something you're worried about?
Well, no, not really. And look, at the moment, it's sort of up in the air whether we're relegated or not. There's a bit of an investigation going on now, and I'm not at liberty to go too much into it. So it might be a situation where we're not even going to get relegated this year. But I'll let you investigate and see what you can find out. I'll say nothing now on air. But look, regardless, I think if we go down, I think we have a good plan in place for the start of next year. We start planning this early in the year when we know, right, there is a possibility we could go down.
Yeah.
So we sort of got a plan in place what we're going to do early next year, and we want to hit the ground running straight away in that Division 1, because that Division 1 is a very, very hard division to get yourself over. If you go down to it, as you said, it's very easy. Get yourself stuck around the middle of the table and stay there for a number of years, because there's fierce competition in that Division 1. And St. Felix, like, and Dolman are two outstanding teams, and the work that Dolman Celtic are doing there at the minute, they're only going to get stronger and stronger. You imagine Felix will come back strong next year too.
Yeah. You must look at the likes of Dolman and kind of get inspiration from them and hope that, you know, you see what they're doing and you see the rebuilding work that they're doing and how they're pushing on from where they were in the Premier. That must give you kind of hope of being able to kind of replicate that and do something similar.
Oh, yeah. You have to look at other teams around and say, look, if they can do it, why can't we do it? Like, we're in a town there, Bangstown, with a population of 5,500 people, and there's loads of people there to play soccer. It's just to get them interested, get them down to your club, show them what we're about, and go from there. Like, Dolman there now, they're after starting a B team, and their B team is going from strength to strength. Their A team is flying it. They have a good little youth system going there now as well. So, like, we're the same. They were starting up a youth system there now around their age, and it's going from strength to strength every year. I think we have 102 members there now, just a juvenile set up with the non-competitive and the under-13s and 14s. We have 100, I think it's 102 members there now, and we're expecting that to grow a good bit for next year. So, look, going forward, we have a plan in place. Now, plans don't always go to plan as you know yourself, but all we can do now is plan for next year and start on the right foot and go hard at the very start and just hope for the best we can get ourselves back where we deserve to be.
Yeah. And I guess it's just going to take time, I guess, to kind of build up to where you want to be.
Yeah, look, that's a big thing. Like, everything takes time, and look, it's all about getting your managers in place. Like, we have to sit down now and talk with Mick Salter, our manager, and our assistants, Johnny Dowling and Lebby O'Brien, sit down and see what their plan is going forward next year. And we're hoping we can entice them to give us one more year to try and get us back up there, because Mick all now has gone into, I think it's his fourth season managing. He's out doing a fantastic job. He's with us since day one as a player. He stopped playing and came straight in there to the manager role. He came in at the deep end, and like, he's after putting himself out, I don't know how many times, with training, and then training be called off. He missed special time there with his family because games he'd be on the weekends and all that. That's putting a fierce commitment. And look, we have to sit down and talk to Mick and see what his plan going forward is.
Yeah. Kilrea has always kind of been a tough place to go for teams, and I know a lot of teams kind of dread going down there. Like, why is that? Like, what is it that makes you so difficult to face at home?
We were always, from day one, we were always sort of a very dogged. I remember the first year we entered the Carr League in 2002. We drew every single game that season. We didn't win a game and we didn't lose a game. We drew every game. And we sort of built from that. We always made a priority. Once your home games are vital. If you want to survive in a league or win anything, your home games are vital. You can't be getting bet at home if you want to succeed in the Carr League. Because you go away to other teams, like St. Nuo, Crete Yard, Bagnestown FC, now what they're doing over there, there's some fantastic. It's very hard to travel away and pick up points, so you have to make it hard at home. And that's one thing we've always done. Now, take this year out of it, obviously. We've always made it hard for teams, and there was always good fight and spirit in the team. And this year, we're just lacking a small bit of that due to the players we lost and injuries. And look, there's a couple of games there this year we lost them 1-0 where it could have swung the other way just as easy. And we're just unlucky with a lot of stuff, you know. But as I say, it's all about rebuilding now for next year. And no one likes coming down to players, and that's a good thing, I suppose, because you sort of have a small bit of fear in the team before you come down, and that's half the battle.
Yeah. And you gave a walkover at one stage in the season to New Oak. That must have been a struggle to actually make that decision.
Yeah, right. Well, that weekend there, we actually tried to get a free weekend, but it wasn't possible. It's all used. We had a couple of boys away in the stag, and then through injuries, we could have went over to New Oak with 10 lads, and who's going to benefit out of that? Like, sometimes you just have to say to yourself, look, there was no point in us travelling to New York. It's hard to be in New York when you have 11 lads, alone 10 lads, you know what I mean? And we just made the decision, look, what's the point going over there to get absolutely hammered? That'll dishearten everybody even worse than they already were. You don't want to be taking the wind out of them completely. So we made a decision there, and then, look, I think it's best for everybody. Just, we'll give the walk over. Now, it was a hard decision to make. We didn't want to do it, but there was no point going over there with 10 men. No one would have benefited any New York there.
Yeah. And I guess you kind of came back from it. You know, you didn't let that kind of derail you as such. You just kind of kept going.
Oh, no. It was just one of them weekends between injuries and people away. It wasn't feasible. And we tried to play for a free weekend, but we already had used up our free weekend. The Carr League couldn't facilitate it. So we just had to make the decision.
Yeah. Well, thanks very much, Paul, for joining me. Great little insight there into Kilrea and life at the
No
club.
Problem.
Best luck for the future. Hopefully you get this investigation sorted out.
Yeah, hopefully we get wrapped up there as soon as. And thank you very much for your time, all right?
From the Nationalist Premier Division right down to the Whites Pharmacy Division now, where over the weekend, Vale Wanderers B were crowned Division 2 champions, beating Castle Rangers 4-0. They had been knocking on the door for a couple of years with a couple of divisional cup wins, and they finally did the big one and won the league. So I caught up with their manager, Ronnie Devine, after the match.
Ronnie, how's that feel?
Ah, it's brilliant, yeah. Absolutely brilliant. Lads put in savage work there this year. The last couple of years, you know, we've been building the last couple of years, won two cups in a row now and league now, which is, you know, testament to the boys and the amount of work that they're putting in. So, delighted to get over the line, and hopefully now we'll try and go for the cup again as well and see how we get on.
You must have been a bit worried kind of with the form of the team coming into this. You lost two of the last three games, so coming into this, you've been a bit worried.
Yeah, not small. Well, not really. There was never really any kind of, lads kind of getting a bit anxious at all. You know, we just had to settle down with the lads again. You know, again, it's, you know, either way. Ronnie. They deserve it as well. So, you know, look, it's you know, we've got to get it going again in that season. So.
We've lost a few players as well this year.
For the last couple of years, and when they were starting, so they're gone. So the lads stepped up brilliantly. A few additions, like there as well. So, you know, and you know, if all them games and everything like that, it's out lads. So you know, all that kind of, you know, experience as well is testament. You know, I mean, they've stepped up. Yeah, no, it is. Yeah, like the lads know the positions, know the what way we want to play. Everyone's in the same, you know. Everyone knows what to do. So yeah, no, it's good to have them lads. You know, they're fit, strong lads as well, and well able to play the game and everything. So you know, that's they're great lads.
And have we had much youth come up this year?
Darren came up. Darren Sharp came up. Patrick Barron came in as well. A few lads as well. Jack Moore came in as well. Joey Byrne as well. Joey Byrne came in as well. Paul Fitzgerald stepped up as well. So you know, we've good strength in that there. So.
Darren Fitzgerald was immense tonight.
Yes, that was absolutely great. Jim. So yeah, he's, you know, he's such a winner, runner, strong, you know, an athlete. You know, that's what he is, and he's well able to put away that goal. That goal was a great finish. Absolutely brilliant finish. So you know, he's, you know, if he was born, you know, he'd be a great asset to the club. Yeah, no, it's massive, and that's why, you know, that's why we try and have the juveniles set up and have the youth set up, so we have, you know, a springboard for these lads to go on to the B team and then hopefully progress then onto the A team. You know, that's kind of good thing as well, that, you know, lads, hopefully we, you know, we have, you know, up to Division 1 now, so it's another step up. It's going to be hard, but you know, they'll have to get dig in and get on again. You know, so.
It's not like this is a flash in the pan. It's not like this has come out of nowhere. You've been knocking on the door for a couple of years. You were third place last season.
Yeah.
You only just kind of lost it. You had two cup wins in a row, the Division 2 Cup.
Yeah.
So it's been coming.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. And look, Liam Brennan was a great addition on board as well, to go on goal as well. So, yeah, that has been pushing. We've been adding to every time, adding everything. So, you know, it's a team effort, squad effort. And, you know, delighted to get over.
Shown already that it can be done. You can go up and compete.
Yeah, no, brilliant. Yeah, no, that's exactly. They've done really well again. You know, but again, you know, we'll have to just, you know, we have to play it game by game like we did this year. I said to that, just play it game by game. Don't believe me. There's no point getting ahead of yourselves. I know it sounds like a cliche, but just you have to go game by game. And the lads got the mental strength.
Yes, the A team won.
Yeah.
It's nice to see that the B team are kind of leading the way as such in the club.
Yeah, exactly. So that's the thing. You know, it's all about, you know, us trying to push the A teams, and hopefully that'll push the A team out to the Premier, you know, to try and, you know, get a bit better in the Premier. And, you know, it all depends on players are going A or B next year. So that's all kind of, that'll all be done in the background. So, you know, we'll see how it happens in the summer.
They haven't really kicked on in the Premier. They've not. There was so much expectation.
Yeah, they're missing parents. They're missing a few lads as well. You know, missing Martin and Bridget a lot, and a few other lads are, you know, big losses, big characters in there. But yeah, no. Look, it's
you know, hopefully they can push on. And, you know, Greg has done well there as well. You know, he's, and Nuggets is helping as well. So, you know, they can push on again. You know, hopefully. Yeah.
Develop
the players, and you know, you might have A or some of the B lads stepping up. You never know. So let's see how it goes.
Before we finish up today, I do have to give a couple of quick mentions. Our guest from last week, Peter Grogan, he was in action on Friday night for Bray Wanderers, and he made his third consecutive start, and he was on the score sheet as well. He scored the third goal in a 3-0 win over Athlone on Friday night. He was also, I think he got an assist as well, actually, for the second goal. He hit an overhead kick, I believe, that hit off the post, and then the reaction was from another Bray player who headed it in. So, yeah, a good day for our guest from last week, Peter Grogan of Bray Wanderers, on Friday night. And on Friday night, there was also a goal for Carlo's very own Padraig Armand, as he hit in a goal for Waterford. If you go onto the League of Ireland Twitter page, you will be able to see that goal, and it is class. He has been off on a bit of a non-scoring run, bit of a scoring drought even, you could say. I think that's the word I was looking for. for a while, and he found his boots again on Friday night in a 1-0 win for Waterford. So good job to both Peter Grogan and Padraig Armand on getting goals in the League of Ireland over the weekend. And we do have to mention Aoife Kelly as well, who plays with Shamrock Rovers. She was in action with the Irish under-19s girls team over the weekend, who qualified for next year's European Championships. A great achievement for her, and we'll definitely have to try and get her on the podcast at some point to come and talk about that. Anyway, that is it for today. I did want to try and do a preview of New Oaks big Leinster quarter-final game against Park Villa this weekend, but unfortunately I couldn't get anybody from Newark on. But that's okay. We will wish Newark all the best of luck for the Leinster Junior Cup quarter-final match against Park Villa of Meath. They play Sunday at the Burren Road from 2 p.m. And we'll try and have all the reaction from that match, where hopefully Newark will win and go into a Leinster semi-final. That is it from me for today. Thank you so much again for listening. Thank you for all the love and all the positive comments that I've received. It truly does mean a lot. Thank you, everybody who listens. Even if you don't listen, just all the likes and the shares and the reposts, it all means an awful lot to me. So thank you very much. I'll be back here next week, same time, same place.
The Carlos Soccer Podcast with Harry Shortos. Brought to you by KCLR and Scoreline.ie.